You can be wildly successful and still feel financially exposed. And that quiet unease, that's what this podcast is all about. I want to start with something personal here. I've been incredibly fortunate. I'm a product of the American dream. I've built businesses, I've created wealth, I've achieved what most people would call success. But somewhere along the way, I realized something uncomfortable. That financial success, it doesn't automatically translate into peace of mind. It doesn't guarantee durable income. And it certainly doesn't ensure a legacy that survives you. I've met too many people, very, very successful people, who did everything right and still feel one bad decision away from unraveling years of progress. And that realization hit me hard, especially as a father. Because wealth without wisdom dies quickly. Here's the mistake that most investors don't even realize that they're making. They focus on what they invest in instead of how they manage capital. Asset classes, they come and go. Markets are going to cycle over and over, and vehicles change where you should allocate capital. But the way that you manage capital, your principles, your discipline, your margin of safety, all that, that's what determines whether your wealth compounds or disappears. Most high net worth investors, they don't lack intelligence. They lack a unifying philosophy. And without one, portfolios become fragmented, income becomes fragile, taxes quietly erode compounding, and legacy becomes an afterthought. And that is the gap that this podcast exists to fill. Every single episode of this podcast, every conversation that we have, every framework that we share is going to orbit around one central question. How do I convert financial success into durable cash flow, real peace of mind, and a legacy that outlives me without taking risks that I can't afford? So if you've already won the game, that question starts to matter a lot more than just beating the market. Because at this stage, your job is not to get rich. Your job is to protect, compound, and steward what you've built so that it can serve your family long after you're gone. So here's what I believe is coming and why this matters more now than ever. We're entering a period where volatility isn't an exception. It's the baseline. Taxes, they're not going down. If you over leverage on debt, it's going to be punished. And the margin for error is shrinking. And when you're in that environment, speculation becomes dangerous. Discipline becomes priceless. In the next decade, it's not going to reward the loudest investors. It's going to reward the wisest ones. So if this question resonates with you, if you're thinking more about stewardship than speculation, then you're in the right place. In the next episodes, I'm going to unpack the exact framework that we use to manage capital with intention, with discipline, and with a margin of safety. Not hype, not hot deals, just principles that endure. So check out the podcast. One piece of sage investment advice could materially change your family's trajectory for generations to come. I'm Brian Speer, and this is The Sage Investor.